Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll hear the best of what AJ Hinch told our morning show in the noon hour today. He was on this morning early. In the meantime, talking a couple things about the Tigers. One is, who's got tickets? What game you going to? How'd you get them? Where are you sitting? Who you going with? Let's live the experience together. Two is, what's your all-time favorite Detroit team? And if this team wins it all, could they unseat that team? There's a long way to go, okay? I just started thinking about, if the Tigers get through this series, okay? If. Big if. But if they do, they're going to play either the Yankees, which is a total David versus Goliath story, right? This whole thing started with a win at Williamsport against the Yankees, it feels like to me.
Well, and the players have said that too.
Yeah. Or they're going to play a Kansas City team that we know they can beat. I mean, this is something else. An ALCS with the Tigers in it. If they get Kansas City, if they happen to get through Cleveland, okay, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but you start thinking down the road what could happen. Wow. I mean, they might even be favored in a series against Kansas City, depending on what happens here. And the Yankees, they won't be. You're uncomfortable with this. I'll stop. I could tell by the look on your face. Just to focus on Cleveland.
Game one, Doug.
Gator came up with a mantra yesterday that we're not sure is going to catch on, but we think, you know, it's a good idea for teams to do what, Gator?
Just one game at a time.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Bob, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, well, I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there Saturday's game in Cleveland. My whole family, except for myself, are Indians fans. And I was brought up listening to Ernie Harwell, because that's the only radio station we could get back down here. And
where is down here, Bob?
Oh, Bowling Green, Ohio.
Okay, gotcha.
And so I'll be there all tomorrow with my Tigers shirt on, my Tigers hat on, and sitting in the midst of my grandson and all of his friends who will all be decked out in Indians gear.
Or Guardians.
Yeah. So how many people total are in your traveling party?
I think there's supposed to be five plus myself.
Okay, so you're going to be with your grandson, his crew, and you, and you're going to be outnumbered 5-1.
Well, I figure that's about fair odds.
Love it.
Sounds about right.
I love it.
I'm either going to have a great day or I'm going to be very humbled. So I'm rooting for a great day tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we hope you do have a great day, Bob.
Yeah.
Where are you sitting?
And my all-time favorite Tigers team. Okay. Has to be the 1968 Tigers.
There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a stunner. 248-539-9797.
It'll be a stunner for him when he finds out it's the Guardians.
Yes. Let's go to Tyler in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, so I know you were talking about the favorite Detroit team.
Yep.
Man, I got to go with the 2004 Pistons. Mm-hmm. I feel like, me personally, I'll go out on a limb and say that that's the greatest starting five probably ever, you know, because, hey, you beat the Lakers 4-1 in the finals.
Yep.
All starting five, made the all-star team. And then, you know, I'll say this, the most dominant player of all time is, his kryptonite was Ben Wallace. Let's go out and say it. Let's say it.
Yeah.
So if the Tigers do win the World Series, I'd say they'd be like the 0-4 team. Completely underdog story that nobody thought was going to win, and they got the job done. And I do honestly feel like the Tigers are going to be dominant. I'll say it right now. It's because nobody thinks they're going to get it done. They're going to be dominant.
You think they're going to dominate this series?
Oh, yeah. They're going to dominate. I'll give it to you.
Tyler, I got to tell you, it's, you know, they're just, I mean, like, we can get all deep into the matchups, and I like the race to the lead. Both teams are going to try and hand leads to their bullpen. Tigers are the hottest team in baseball, and that's why I think they're going to win this series.
How about this? Michigan is the hottest state in the United States. We got the Lions looking good. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And now if the Pistons get on a higher horse, I know something.
We right now, Tyler, you bring up a very good point, because we've been through a decade-long drought with professional sports where we really didn't have anybody competing for a championship. The Lions ended that last year, and now we got the Lions and Tigers in the mix here. And I feel like we right now currently have a professional sports team, we're very fortunate, that other towns look at and are probably jealous of. Like, people are going to point to the Tigers and their young team and their low payroll and how they've done it through smart moves and shrewd drafting. And they look to the Lions, and the Lions are super credible. Like, and they're a young team as well. We have the kind of setup right now with these two teams that other cities are probably jealous of, and they probably, in part, hate it, too.
You know, like we say, Detroit versus everybody. Come on.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you very much. Feedback coming in. Derek in Brighton says, I agree with you 100%, Doug. The back-to-back piston seams in 89 and 90 are my favorite of any sport all time. It's not even close. I love the 13 Michigan basketball team. Felt like going to work college team that deserved to win it all. The 2004 Pistons, the 2023 Lions, the 1990 Pistons, 96 Wings. Somebody's listening a whole bunch. That's from an unnamed texter. And this one, the 1935 Detroit Tigers won the World Series. That's from Stoney.
He wasn't a Philly Stars fan back then? I don't even know what the Philly was back then.
The Philadelphia Athletics. Tell us more, Stoney. 248-539-9797.
Shots fired. Unnecessary.
People are funny. Dean's on a cell, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. All right.
We're going to me, my fiance, and my son. We're going to the game tomorrow in Cleveland. I'm not even a Tigers fan. My fiance is. She's got family in Cleveland, so they're like season ticket holders, so we locked out getting those. And we're going on Wednesday.
Do you not like baseball?
No, I'm a Yankees fan. Me and my son are Yankees fans. She's a Tigers fan. So. All
right. Oh. Gator. Wow. Gator'd had enough.
What? What happened? Oh, I'm sorry. Did the Yankee fan call in? I'm not even a Tigers fan. Well, I'm glad you're going to the game. Good for that. That's what I want. Want a Yankee fan to go into a Tigers game.
Taking up one of the seats that could be filled by a Tiger fan.
Good for you. Good for you.
248-539-97.
Was that too harsh?
No, you're fine. Whatever.
I don't know. I thought it did right by our listening audience. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure the audience loved it.
Did we want to hear something from Yankee fan? Is that what we want?
I'm sure the audience loved it.
He could have gone a lot of different places, but he went to the worst place. You're not a baseball fan?
I love it, but
I'm a Yankee fan. Boom.
The immediate feedback on Twitch. You ready?
Yeah.
From Nayrock. Oh, my God. From Reese. Nah, click. From J Money. Great job, Gator. From Kier Duchesne, please. Well done. From J Money. A-plus radio hosting by Gator right there. From Bay Area Transplant. Censored. From Big Prank 65. Thanks, Gator.
Game day.
Reset
up in here.
Gator is all of us. Red Wing 2244. Gator with the hang up. From Christopher, not too harsh, just right. Yeah, they liked it.
All right.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Popular move. 248-539-9797. Jason is next. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, Jason, good. Make sure your radio's off in the background, down, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you. I just turned it down. Turn the radio down, guys. So I just wanted to comment on Dean. Being a Yankees fan, I just want to let you know, Dean, that we'd smoke the Yankees. They suck. And Tigers all the way to the World Series. That's number one.
I mean, those
number
are facts. Two, those are just facts.
Those are just facts, yep. Number two, my favorite Detroit sports team's got to be the 04 Pistons. Great, gritty team. Kind of reminded me of the Tigers these days. And we're gonna smoke Cleveland. I'll be at the game on Saturday in Cleveland. And, yeah.
Fun. How'd you get tickets?
I got tickets through SeatGeek. Not too expensive, and I'll be at Comerica Wednesday. I'll be there every single game.
So wait, you're going to games one and two, and
I'm
Cleveland?
Going to games one. I'm going to games one, game one on Sunday, game two on Monday, and game three at Comerica on Wednesday.
Okay, well there you go.
I'm going to all the playoff games, and I'll be chanting that.
We lost you, Jason. But yes, have fun, enjoy. You know, the Tigers have played the Yankees three times in this since 2000 in the postseason. You know what happened all three times?
What's that?
Tigers won.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, it's pretty remarkable that the Tigers have taken care of the Yankees in the postseason.
It's just what they do. It's really just what happens.
It's awfully gratifying.
It is. And hey, look, if the Tigers are fortunate enough to get to the ALCS, that'd be great. And they might even have to face the Yankees.
They might.
But Kansas City, don't overlook Kansas City.
I will not. I will not overlook Kansas City.
Good baseball team.
Tigers have played the Yankees. They beat them 3-1, 3-2, and they swept them 4-0.
Oh, that's too bad. And is that recently?
It was all since 2006.
Okay.
Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.